Annual rate of increase in house prices here slowed to 3.9% in March, according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. That compares to an increase of 5.1% for the year to February. A year ago, in March 2022, prices were increasing at an annual rate of 15.1%. Dan O'Brien is Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs, and he joins us now. Dan, very good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
So we have this 12-month figure, which shows that nationally prices are continuing to rise. In Dublin City, though, they've come down compared to March of last year. But perhaps more interesting are the monthly figures. What's been happening over the last several months? What is the picture there in relation to house prices?
Yeah, well, precisely, Brian. I think when you get an inflection point in a price trend, looking at 12 months ago isn't very informative. What we really need to do is look at the month-to-month figures recently. So today, the official figures came out for March. Now, as you say, they show that in each month and months, they've actually been falling. So in the case of Dublin, for example, prices peaked as long ago as last September, and every single month since then, they've been coming down. Nationally, it's only been happening for 3 months. Now, this is not entirely unexpected. Many countries had a surge in prices during the pandemic because of a lot of excess savings, and many countries already started seeing prices fall the final months of last year. So Ireland is joining that club.
And how significant have the recent interest rate increases by the ECB been in this, would you say?
They've been very significant. So we've had these two factors. One, a normalization of the market after the shock of the pandemic, where all these extra savings piled into property. And then this increased cost of borrowing, cost of servicing mortgages is also having a dampening effect. So we've two factors impacting this. It's important to say that the prices haven't come back, you know, even a small proportion of the big increase over the pandemic. So, for example, in Ireland, we had a 25% increase in prices over the pandemic. Even in Dublin, where the biggest falls have taken place, they've only come back by about 3.2%. So it's only a small decline. It's nothing like the declines we saw in 2008, 9, 10, those sort of declines. But I think we can expect further declines.
One hesitates to use the word soft landing, but perhaps...
Well, I certainly wouldn't, you know, for what happened in 08, 09 was a credit boom before that, resulting in a crash. To have a crash and a hard landing in these areas, you really do need, you know, history shows us that you need a big credit bubble, a big lending and borrowing splurge. We certainly didn't have that beforehand. So I think what we're looking at now is more a correction in prices, that they'll come down a bit. But I think it's very unlikely to see a property hard landing crash happening because we didn't have that big borrowing binge.
Dan O'Brien from the Institute of International and European Affairs, thank you very much for that.